Please stand. Let's turn to Psalms 28, please. Psalmist says, unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee. When I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands, render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth. And with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he's the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Dear Heavenly Father, you brought us through another week, and we are so thankful. Ask that you'll be with those who are on the way, dear Lord, and especially bless our pastor this morning as he brings the message. Thank you for another day that we can be here just to serve you, and just thank you for all that you do in Jesus Christ's name. The song says, the more I surrender, the more you take control, the more that I can humble myself, the more you lift me up. Every day I live, Lord, I love you more. The more that I surrender, the more that I release my kids, the more you take control. The more that I can humble myself, the more you lift me up. And every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Once more. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my cares, the more you take control. The more that I can humble myself, the more you lift. Every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Oh, every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Jesus. The light
more that I, the more you take control, the more that I can humble myself, the more you lift me up every day I live. Lord, I love you more. Oh, every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Thank you, Jesus. Precious, he's precious to us. Thank you, Lord. Every day, it's the only reason we're here. Ooh, so much he does for us. My God, my God. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. So precious. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come where the dew drops of mercy are bright. Oh, shine all around us by day and by night. Oh, Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we'll walk in the light, such a beautiful light. We come where the dew drops of mercy are bright. Oh, shine all around us by day and by night. Oh, Jesus, the light of the world. Let's try that again. That's good. Oh, we'll walk in the light, such a beautiful light. Where the dew drops of mercy are bright. Oh, shine all around us by day and by night. Oh, Jesus, the light of the world. Let's do that one more time. We'll walk in the light, a beautiful light. Come where the dew drops of mercy are bright. Oh, shine all around us by day and by night. Oh, it's Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we'll walk in the light. Oh, such a beautiful light. Come where the dew drops of mercy. By day, oh, by night. Oh, Jesus, the light of. Oh, Jesus, the light of. I say, Jesus, the light of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why we're here today. He keeps us going. He's the light. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my. All I want to do is bless your name. What a name. Bless your name, my God, for all you've done. All I want to do is give you praise, give you praise, and bless your holy name. Oh God, all we want to do today, all I want to do is bless your name. Oh, bless your name. Oh Jesus, for all you've done, all I want to do is give you praise. Give you praise always and bless your holy name. Oh Lord. Oh, all I want to do is bless your name. Bless your name for all you've done. Oh, all I want to do is give you praise, give you praise. Oh, Jesus, away and bless your holy name once more. Oh, all I want to do is bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Oh my God, for all you've done. Oh, all I want to do is give you praise. Praise always and bless your holy name. Oh, and bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
We
just bless his name.
To be heard, but to hear.
like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet I hear your voice, Word of God, speak. Oh, pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Washing my eyes to see all your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay in room in your home. Lord, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. Oh, God. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Oh, my, oh, my. A song, oh God, thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna get ready for the offering this morning.
Bow your heads. Jesus, we just want to thank you today, Lord, for just once again allowing us to be here together at your house, Lord. God, just pray, God, that you bless us all as we hear, God, and that we get something from you today, Lord Jesus. Bless us, Lord, as we give from our hearts, Lord. Bless those who have and bless those who don't have, Lord Jesus. God, we just pray that you bless everything taking place today, Lord. You bless us in a special way, Lord, and allow us all to leave here not the same, God. And just bless Brother Jack, God, with the message he has to preach to us today, Lord God. Bless us all as we're here together, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. so I want to thank you and praise you too.
Oh Lord.
'Cause your grace and mercy, oh, it brought me through. Is that true? Oh, your grace and mercy brought me through. Thank you, Lord. I'm living this moment, oh, because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too, for your grace and mercy. It's brought me through once more. Your grace and mercy has brought me through. Oh, I'm living this moment because of you. Want to thank you and praise you too.
Thank you, Jesus,
for your grace and mercy. It brought me
Thank you, Jesus.
Your grace. Your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa.
We have some specials this morning. You may be seated. Sister Sarah. Thank you, Sister Sarah. How can it be? My God, my God. Sister Rachel.
So before I sing, I like to give a brief testimony. I can't play and talk. But this week has been a very, very trying week. And initially, I wasn't going to sing. And last night, I started thinking about this song. And it's a song that we sing quite often in church. But I was like, I'm going to sing that tomorrow. And then I thought, no, we sing it often. So everybody's going to be kind of like, it's not really special, you know. And I started thinking about our trip to Africa and how here in America we take music almost for granted. We hear a song over and over so many times that after a while we're like, if they sing that song one more time. And when we were in Africa, we sung the same song over and over, and those people acted like it was the first time they heard it, because it wasn't the song, it was the words to the song. You know, we think about the song Every Praise, for example. People sometimes get tired of hearing that. And over there in Africa, you know, they were telling us, we'll come, church starts at 9, we'll come pick you guys up at about 11 so you can get there, you know, rest, because song service is going to be 3 hours, so we're going to let you guys rest. And there were people getting up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning to get to church on time, take a bus to get to church on time. They had a seat for us in the front row, just waiting there in the front row. But in order to get to our seat in the front row, we had to step over people to get there. And those people were up singing songs. They weren't singing this, but I'm going to use this as an example, singing Every Praises to Our God, because the things that we take for granted, they don't. You know, the things that we look over, they don't. Everything that we don't think twice about, that's the stuff that God provides for them, that they have to rely on God to provide for them every single day. And so this week I was going through, and it just seemed like thing after thing after thing, and I just wasn't going to sing. And last night the song came to mind, and even this morning I woke up, I said, I still ain't going to sing. And I'm always just trying to get out the house on time. I am. And last night I got my clothes together. I did my hair. I got everything together. We got home. I was taking down my hair, and all the naturals understand what I say when I say my hair was still wet. And I said, Lord, I try so hard. So I'm trying to work with it, And I looked at the clock and it said 9:15 and I still wasn't done with my hair. And I just started crying. And my mom started laughing because she's like, why are you crying? It's just your hair. But it was just thing after thing after thing started happening. I said, you know what? I'm just going to wear it out because I'm Rachel and they're going to think I did this on purpose. And I had my purse and I wanted to change my purse. I said, you know what? I'm going to wear a big red purse because I'm Rachel and they're going to think I tried to do a pop of color. You know, I think they're going to think I did it on purpose. And I got here and I was about to go teach Sunday school. I left my Bible at home. I left everything. And I got here and I parked and I looked at Becca and I said, come here, please. And she came over and I just burst into tears. I said, I can't do it. You got to do it for me. I can't do it. And she said, what do you want me to do? And we talked and she figured out something and she went and she took Sunday school and I just sat in the car and I just cried. I just cried. And it was like, God, I just don't know how much more I can take. And then I thought about the song again. And I said, you know what? I'm going to sing. I thought about having Jessica play the organ so I didn't have to play. I said, I'm going to sing. I'm going to play. I didn't do Sunday school, but I'm still going to give God my all despite of everything I feel like I'm going through. And I was looking forward to prayer this morning. I got here at prayer. I was sick. I had to go in the back. And I was just like, come on, you know. But I know that despite of everything that I'm going through, I still have the victory. I have not practiced this song, but like I said, it's a song that we sing as a congregation quite often. So I know you all can help me with it. You don't have to worry, and don't you be. Troubles, they don't last always. No, there's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I
Thank you, Sister Rachel. My life is in his hands. Oh, my God. Another song.
Praise the Lord. I mean, appreciated the specials. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can identify with you, Sister Rachel. Since Brother Jack preached that message, ask, what shall I do for thee? Satan has been fighting and fighting and fighting. He's been warring with me like I don't know what. Just over the past 2 weeks while driving on 95, I had 3 flat tires. Could have been taken out plenty of times. He's been fighting on every hand, losing accounts, everything just going wrong. I called Jack, Brother Jack, this morning after our second time turning around to go back home because a little thing is going on at the house. But we're here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My Lord. Satan can fight all he wants. He's irrelevant. Praise the Lord. So I want to sing a little song. Amen. In moments like these. Amen. I sing out a love song to my Lord. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. Help me sing it one more time. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to you, Lord, singing, I love you, Lord, singing, I love you. Singing, I love you, dear Lord. I love you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You, Lord, singing, I love you, dear Lord. I love you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't have any written requests, but we want to continue to pray for one another. Amen. If the devil's fighting me, I know he's fighting you, because every gun in hell is aimed at this little bride. Amen. Stand to your feet. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Father, we're so grateful, Lord, for your grace and mercy, Lord. Lord, we're so grateful for the trial, Lord. Lord, because you love us, Lord, you send forth the trial. You allow the enemy to come, Lord, that we may manifest who we truly are, Lord. We can see, Lord God, our shortcomings, Lord. And we know, Lord, that we must depend on you. But, oh God, you're depending on us to come to the place that you would have us be. Father, why should we start crying to you when you have given us, Lord, the ability to speak, Lord, and to overcome every circumstance, because you've already overcome. We're facing this defeated being, oh God, Satan, our enemy. Lord God, we must stand toe-to-toe with this devil, Lord. He has no rights to what belongs to us, Lord. It's our possession. It's our inheritance, oh God. And Father, we are standing this day, Lord. We've already placed our stake in the ground, Lord. We're standing, Lord, on the side of this word, Lord. We're so grateful for this grace and mercy, Lord. We're so grateful, Lord, that you removed the hedge that he may come and show his face, Lord. But you've already shown your face to us, Lord. It's in your word, Lord. We've come to this house once again, Lord God, to hear your word, Lord, that we may be fortified behind your word and know, Lord God, how we, Lord, can overcome this enemy, Lord God. It's by your word. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord God, that you'll grant more revelation to each one, Lord. The revelation, Lord, not only of who you are, but who we are. Father, I ask your blessings upon your saints, Lord. Anoint each and every one, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to get in one accord, Lord, with your word. Anoint Brother Jack in a special way, Lord God. Speak to us, Father. We need your word, Lord. We're so grateful for your presence just now. We ask now your blessings upon your people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have one announcement. No service on Friday night. Amen. So take that time to pray. Amen. Get in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We don't have any babies born in June.
Birthday's already passed.
You don't know what's happening? Well, praise the Lord. Well, God bless you, saints. Amen. We'd like to ask the brothers to come at this time. You already did all that? Yeah, I was waiting. Well, praise the Lord. Brother Wisdom, God bless you.
Sing this little song, I give myself away. Thank you, Jesus. I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands, Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me, so I give myself away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart.
Then sacrifice all my dreams and all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands, and I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use. I give myself away. Yeah. I give myself away so you can use. My life is not my own. Oh, my life is not my own. Yes, to you I belong. Oh, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. Say, my life is not. God, to you I belong. And I give myself, oh, I give myself to you. Come on, think about it. My life is not my own. Say, my life is not. Oh, to you I belong. Oh, I give myself. Yes, I give myself to you. And we say yes, 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 Lord, yes. We say yes, we say yes. Oh, we say yes, yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, oh yes, we say yes. Come on, we say yes. Oh, hallelujah, yes. Oh, we say yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, we say yes. Yes, hallelujah. We say yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hey, we say yes, we say, we give you all of our heart today, God. Yes, we say yes to your will, yes, to your way. Say yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, come on, somebody, say we say yes. Oh, Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, one more time. We say yes. We say yes. Oh. Hallelujah. We say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sounds so good. We say yes. We say. Oh, we say yes. Yes. Oh, my life is not my own. My life is not. To you I belong. Oh, I give myself. Come on, one more time. My life is not my own. Say, my life is not. Oh, God. Oh, I give myself to you. Come on, let's just worship him. Let's adore him. Yes, Lord. Come on, I say yes. I say yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I say yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, I say yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Come on, sing with all your heart. I say yes. Oh, I say yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. No matter what I'm going through, I say yes. Oh, say yes. God, I mean it with all my heart, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. One more time, everybody say, I say yes. Not gonna give up now, yes. Gonna keep pressing my way, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes. We say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, I
It's a yes this morning. We're all going through trials and tribulations and distresses, but God, in the midst of all that, we still say yes. We don't plan on turning around. We don't plan on going back. We're going forward in Jesus' name. Regardless of the trial, regardless of the distress, regardless, I'm fully persuaded that nothing present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, amen, nor death, nor life. Paul said, nothing's going to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. In the midst of all we go through, we say thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you, Father, this morning. Thank you for your spirit just being so rich in this place. Thank you for meeting with us, God. Thank you for encouraging our hearts, Lord, through the worship. Thank you, God, for ministering to us. Thank you, Jesus. We pray your blessings, God, as we begin to turn the order of the service towards the word of the Lord, realizing that the word is what gives us the strength to overcome the enemy. Lord, the word is what elevates us above where we are right now and causes us, Lord, to want to strive a little bit more, to go higher in you, God. And we pray that you just take complete control of the word, God, as you've taken complete control over the worship. God, we give this to you, and we just ask that you hide us all behind the cross. We don't want to be seen, but we want Christ to be magnified and exalted in this place. Thank you, God, for all things that have happened. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the saints in their way. Thank you for, Lord, the songs that went forth, Lord, as specials. Thank you, God, for the environment that is in this place. Anything can happen in an environment like this. We believe that, Lord. We believe it, and we receive all that you have in store for us today, God. We can never exhaust you. Thank you, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise, and let's just worship him. Let's just worship him. If you don't mind, just find somebody that you can encourage. Say, keep pressing on, my brother. Keep pressing on, my sister. Keep pressing on. Man, keep pressing on.
Tell you, this is a real wonderful atmosphere, amen, in the house of the Lord. And I didn't get a chance to hear all of what Sister Rachel was saying there in her testimony. I know that the enemy's been fighting, amen. But the song that she had sang this morning, early this week, I've been listening to just different things on my little radio on my job, trying to get some songs that we could sing for the choir. South Florida choir has been prepared for Brother Wesco's meetings. And I was listening, man, that song came on the radio. I know that I can make it. And, you know, I said, man, well, I think we just need to do that. I know that's old school and, you know, it ain't got much to it. But what it does have is a lot of encouragement, right? A lot of encouragement. And you never know what people are going through and where they are. And their walk, and sometimes just the right song, you can make it. You can make it. I mean, it may seem like you can't, seem like you about to throw in the towel, but God wants to say you can make it. You just don't give up now. Just keep pressing on. You're gonna get through this, right? Come on, somebody, you know. But I said, man, I think I want to sing that, and you know, I had wrote it down on my little list, a bunch of other little songs that we got. And man, we just, you know, we're gonna do all we can, and amen, and in Jesus' name. And our focus and our goal is just encourage God's people, amen, as they pressed on through life, amen. So I appreciate that. Appreciate Sister Sarah's song, amen, as well this morning. Brother Wisdom, we appreciate you and the worship, leading us in worship. God bless you. Amen. So, saints, God bless you. Thank you, amen, for everyone just pressing their way in and for all that you contribute here to the service of the Lord. Amen. The devil is still a liar. Amen. And like Brother Solomon told me, his breath stank. Amen. Amen. You can't believe nothing he says, so don't even concentrate on any of that. He's a liar, liar, liar. Amen. Brother Wesco say liar, liar. Just call him big lie. Liar, you lie. Every time you open up your mouth, you lie. So, amen. If you hear him talking through somebody, they lying. Amen. You ain't got to respond to no lie, so don't worry about it. But we just thank the Lord for all things. I want to just read a scripture, and I ask that we all stand, that can stand, as we read the word of the Lord today. I'm very, very grateful for just being back in his presence. On Friday night, we have Brother Keith Brown's meetings there in St. Augustine. I'm sorry that I didn't do a good job of announcing that ahead of time, but his meetings are this weekend, so I'm planning to go up for Friday night and Saturday morning to be a part of service, and we'll be back on Sunday for service here next weekend, but no service Friday night. And I know the weekend following that, we have it on the board. Brother Anderson is having meetings there in Columbia, South Carolina. Brother Wesco was trying to get a group of people to go there too, so if anyone's interested, just let me know and I'll make sure I get the information to him. And I think after that, it settles down for a little bit, but next month, Brother Wesco's meetings will be happening here, and we'll be having some rehearsals starting on some Saturday choir together. Amen. The South Florida choir together. We'll start that early in the month. Amen. In July. So keep that in mind. Good to have Brother Maurice with us. Amen. This weekend. Thank God for him. Amen. Coming down and bringing his instrument and just a man of many talents. We just really appreciate him. You all be in prayer. He'll be leaving right after service, heading back home. Also be in prayer for Sister Rebecca. She'll be leaving for 2 weeks. Amen. Headed to South Africa on Tuesday. Amen. So she's taking herself a little vacation, and y'all just be in prayer for her as she's away there in South Africa. Amen. I want to read from Ephesians chapter 1 and also Galatians chapter 4, and we want to just kind of keep going. We were talking a little bit about empowerment on last week, and I told you I had another little piece that I wanted to add to that, and I pray that God would just help us, amen, with this on today. Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll start at verse 3, amen, and it reads as follows: Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit, of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Let's turn over also to the book of Galatians. Just turn back, amen, a chapter or so, Galatians chapter 4, and we'll read verse 1 through 7. Amen. In Galatians chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. And it says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Amen. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. You can be seated. If you all just bear with me here, I'm tossed between two titles, so let's not worry about the title right now. Hopefully we'll find out which one God wants us to have as we go forward, amen, and this. But as we were just kind of talking from last week about, you know, this this word empowerment, and I just believe that it's that God himself had this, you know, where he wanted to empower man to be a god just like he was. You know, he made us amateur gods. You know, Brother Solomon was quoting that from a scripture out of the book of Psalms, that ye are gods, amen. Ye are gods, and you know, I mean, we went through and just start. Say if a cat gave birth, you'd expect a cat. If a dog gave birth, you'd expect a dog, amen. If a cow gave birth, you expect another cow. And if God gives birth, then you expect another God, amen. And God has given birth, and I'm looking, amen, at sons and daughters of God sitting here this morning, and what I believe that the word of God is supposed to do is to elevate us, amen. It elevates our thinking, amen. You know, because the devil get us thinking that we just normal people that just go through things in earth and can't do nothing about it. No, I can fix my situations. Right, I can change it. Right, I can change. You know, actually, the thing that starts a change is having the right mental attitude. Right, the prophet told us that the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. Amen. Without me even praying about it, did you hear that? Without me even asking about it, just having the right attitude about it will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. You remember the prophet taught this one brother. He was having some problems at home, and you know, and his wife was giving him what for, because he was going to church, and the brother say, you know, Brother Branham, you know, I know that my wife, she balanced spirits, one named Seth and another one named Jeff. You know, he had names for the spirits, and you know, I say this one named that one, and he say every time she go to acting up, I just go to binding that devil in the name of Jesus, but I can't get that devil out of my wife. And Brother Branham say, you just going about it the wrong way, brother. He say, what you need to do is change your approach. He's saying, what you need to do is just start showing love to her. You know, I mean, maybe get her favorite pie, or, you know, or get us her favorite shoes, or do something, but change the atmosphere. And what Brother Branham's trying to say, see, if you just get the right attitude, that'll change everything. You ain't even got to cast the devil out or bind the devil. Just have the right attitude. You create the environment in your own situation. You become God to your circumstance. You become God to your circumstance. We got to recognize who we are. We're not a defeated people. Amen. We are sons and daughters of God. Every day we walk with victory. Come on, church. Not part-time. We are full-time victorious.
No matter what we're going through, we still got the victory. Come on, church. Amen. But, you know, as we start thinking about this, you know, Moses had been empowered. And as he had been empowered by God to lead the people, you know, out of Egypt, God just knew that Moses would take care of it. And when Moses began to cry unto God, that caused God to get a little upset. Say, why are you crying unto me, Moses? Didn't I ordain you and didn't I tell you to lead them people out? You don't have to cry. Speak and keep moving forward. And that's the same way we be. Sometimes we find ourselves in a little situation, but God don't want us to cry. He wants us to speak and keep moving forward. Come on, we're not going to sit here and just get too wrapped up in it, but we're going to speak and move forward. That's what God called us to. So as we go forward, amen, with this, you know, last week I ended, amen, with this, you know, with this quote out of adoption. Let's pull that up first, and then I want to just kind of go a little further here. Amen. This adoption part four, I ended with this, and the prophet said, go right back to Genesis. Amen. To the original, what is it? And I was showing how even Adam, you know, had been given, he had been empowered by God. And what I mean by that is that the animals had already been created, but God wanted Adam to have part of this responsibility. So he brought the animals to Adam to name. And he was teaching Adam a lesson that, Adam, it will be like you say. Hallelujah. And Jesus brought the same thing back to us. If you say to the mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, you can have what you say. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, so go right back to Genesis, to the original. What is it? Now the world and nature's groaning, crying. Everything's a moving. What? For the manifestation of the sons of God, where true sons, born sons, field sons speak, and their word is back. That's what we're looking for. Amen. Not just speaking and nothing happening, but we want to speak and see that our word is backed. Listen, amen. He says, I believe we're on the border of it right now. Yes, sir. Say to this mountain, let it be so. Brother, I desire so-and-so, a certain thing done. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I give it to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a manifestation. Oh, brother, my crops are burning up out yonder. I haven't had any rain. I'll send you a rain in the name of the Lord God. Bless your crop. Oh, waiting, groaning, all nature, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. God ordained it at the beginning. He gave man the domain. If I could just break in that just for a little bit, I believe, church, that some of the trials that we're having, and some of the tribulation that we're having, and some of the distresses that we're having, is an opportunity for us to exercise our authority as sons and daughters of God. You need rain? I give you rain in the name of Jesus. Huh? You need your child back? I give you your child in the name of Jesus. You want your husband or your wife restored? I give you your spouse in the name of Jesus. Not just I'm going to pray with you. We moving from that. Come on, we done did that. Now it's time to give and have heaven back it up.
Amen.
Woo. Glory to God, glory to God. Come on, sir. Amen. Y'all stay with me here because, you know, that was, well, maybe we'll go with this as a title. One of the titles I struggle with, I give you your. And at the end of it, a blank. Because I don't know what you need, but I give you your, and you fill in the blank. Amen. Now, when somebody gives something to you, what you got to do? Come on, somebody. You got to receive it. Amen. Glory to God. You start thanking them. Hey, I thank you for that. And it's not me giving it. It's the Holy Spirit doing that. Come on, church. Amen. I you need rain. I give you rain. I was thinking on this, you know, this subject here because, you know, we have the power to give. Yes, as sons and daughters of God, we have the power to give. Yep. Amen. And I was a couple testimonies here, and I'll just kind of get back into this quote here in a second. But I was
I remember this pastor up in Canada, Brother Lewis Nelson is his name, and he was overseas preaching, and while he was preaching, you know, the area that he was in, it was a drought, and they hadn't had rain for a good while. And so Brother Nelson was there preaching, and as he was preaching, he just felt inspired by the Holy Spirit to say, "I give you rain in the name of Jesus." And they say within days, that area almost start flooding with rain after that Son of God spoke that, right? You know, and I mean, and most people might think it's coincidence, but I think it's God, right? I think it's God actually using his people, you know, and I don't think that is something that we just kind of walk around and just kind of use loosely. And the other thing, I don't think if you ain't living right, you can't even do this. Oh, my God. See, we're talking about an elevation now, right? I mean, you know, God didn't just save us just to save us. But he was taking us back to the same place that Adam and Eve walked in the beginning. And I want to make sure I stress Adam and Eve, because there was a time where Eve was co-equal with Adam. It was only after the fall that she lost that place. But before the fall, she was co-equal. So what she said happened in the garden, just like what Adam said happened in the garden. And sisters, when we get a revelation that that's the place that God wants us, we're going to have dominion too. Come on, you ain't got to wait to call your husband or call some. You can take control over that devil yourself. You know, there was a brother in Brother Branham's meeting. And he told the brother, say, now, you know, the brother had a physical brother, a blood brother that suffered from epilepsy. And he told him, say, now, when your brother begin to suffer from when he have an epileptic fit again, he said, now, you know, jump on him, take his shirt off his back, and then throw it in the fire and say, "This I do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." And he said, when that happened, that epileptic fit will be gone. Well, that brother took off and he went hunting. He had told his wife what the prophet told him. And the wife was there at home with the kids, and her husband is hunting. Huh? And the wife is home about 120 pounds. And here her brother-in-law, 250 pounds. And he's at home with her, with the kids, and say, usually when this man goes to epileptic fit, everybody get out the way. So when the man took off and back then, they didn't have cell phones. It was no way that this lady could get in touch with her husband. But she remembered what the prophet said. She said, now, the same thing that applied for my husband, apply for me. So here she can't get in touch with her husband, but her brother-in-law have a fit. And usually she running, trying to get out the house, but this time she said, no, no, no. She saw that devil and attack her brother-in-law. She jumped on top of him, took his shirt off and threw it in the fire and say, "This I do in the name of the Lord Jesus." And right there, that man was healed of his epilepsy because somebody believed the word. Come on, church. Amen. We all have a part in this. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. You know, because when we get into talking about placing and things of that nature, most of the time we want to put it on some position in the church. It's not your position in the church, but it's your position in Christ. Woo! Recognizing who you are in Christ, not your position in the church. Come on, because when we leave it at a position in the church, then we exclude everybody. But when you recognize your position in Christ, when the bride recognizes who she is, then the rapture will go. Come on, church. So, you know, Brother Nelson went there and he spoke it, you know, by inspiration, and the rain came. And, you know, just a few, about a month or so ago, Brother Forrest was here preaching. And I was talking with him, you know, after service, and he was sharing a testimony with me how he, I forget where it was. I think it might have been down in Mexico or something like that. He went down there to Mexico, and as he was there, you know, he got into a little area. And that one morning, the brothers come along and say, "Hey, you know, come with me. We're going to go get some water." I say, "All right, you know, no problem." They put the two 5-gallon buckets on their shoulders, and they went running down to get some water. So he walked by this well, and they just stopped there. They kept going down to some other little area to get some water. And they say, brother, why did we pass the well? You know, the well got water. Why we passed it? Why we went all the way down this other place? He say, brother, that well done went dry. Say, it went dry. We can't get no water. That's why we got to go all the way down there to the river. He say, okay, brother. So he went back home. He just started thinking about the well being dry. The well being dry. And he says the Holy Spirit just kind of led him. He say, I'm going to pray for that well. Say, I don't want them, you know, to have to keep going by that well every day. See, God concerned about your little itty-bitty needs. Come on, somebody. Right? He says, I don't want them going by that well every day. I mean, I know the work that it took for me to go get that water. Why they got to go through that every day? So he said, I'm going to go pray for that well. So he got up. He didn't tell nobody. He said, I'll be right back. So he got the buckets and he would start heading down. Say, one brother said, well, no, let me go with you. He said, nah, brother, I'll take care. He said, no, let me go with you. So I said, brother, what you plan to do? He said, well, I'm going to go down here and I'm going to get some water and I'm going to pour it in that well and I'm going to pray for that well. He said, well, brother, I'm going with you. So the brother went and got water out the lake and come back and poured it in the well and he prayed over the well and he asked God just to let that well just keep bubbling over and not for the dryness to go away and for the well to start springing up again. And after the brother prayed and he left the area, the pastor of the church came back, happened to be coming through the States, and he told their church, he said, you know, Brother Forrest came to our area, and he prayed over this well. He said, brother, not only is the well overflowing, but there's moss and everything growing all over the well. There's an abundance of water at the well, brother. Ever since you spoke to it, ever since you prayed for it, everything changed. See, as sons and daughters of God, we have the ability to change the situation. Whatever you're going through, you can change your situation. Your confession can change your situation. Huh? What are you saying out of your mouth? Come on, church. All right, let me keep going. Let's keep reading this quote because the prophet goes on to say this. Says he gave Jesus Christ. And Jesus gave it in his name with this assurance, ask the Father anything in my name and I'll do it. I'm at paragraph 85 in that same message. It says, ask the Father anything in my name and I'll do it. Oh, Brother Palmer, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God, the position, the church. And I said, the book of Ephesians is the book of Joshua. And Joshua placed in the people where they belong. Now, if they wouldn't stand still, and he put Ephraim here and said he run over on Manasseh's land, and this one would come back a fussing and a stewing, how are they ever going to get along? When one said, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm a Pentecostal, I'm oneness, I'm two-ness, I'm so-and-so, how are you going to do it? Stand still. God wanting to place his church, sons and daughters of God. God, let me live to see it. Is my prayer so close till I can just feel it with my hands almost? Look like it's right there. That's what I've longed to see, waiting for the time when we'll walk down the street. There lays a cripple laying there from the mother's womb. Silver and gold have I none. Oh, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. When God will make himself known, when they'll stop sickness, they'll stop cancer, they'll stop diseases. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. God waiting to get some people in this place where they can do it. Amen. See, Amen. I mean, and I believe God is calling people, you know, raising us all up to this. When God sent the prophet to preach these things, it wasn't just to go in one ear and out the other, but it's something to register way down in the depths of our soul. Amen. I give you your. You fill in the blank. And that's not just for me, but that's for you, because you're going to run into people that need rain for their crops. You're going to run into people that need different situations, and you got to have the authority. You have been empowered as a son and daughter of God where you can give it to them. All right. Now, this is what we call the placing of sons. When we talk about the adoption of sons, and I don't have time to read the whole quote here, but many of you all that have you know, you've heard Brother Branham preach on this, and you know, when we start talking about adoption, because we read there in the scripture, it says we're predestinated unto the adoption. It's not just being saved, right? This is predestinated unto the adoption of sons, right? Unto the placing of sons and daughters of God. And, you know, Brother Branham gave us the example. He said, now, in the Old Testament, he says what they would do is that a boy would be born in a home. That boy would be born in that home. And yes, as a as a birth, he was identified as a son. But the problem was that boy had to go through a process, amen, in that home where he would come, amen, to a place of maturity. Amen. And as he would come to that place of maturity, then the father not only recognized him as, amen, a boy that was born in the home, but now this is a son that's been placed, has the same authority that I have. Yes, come on, somebody. Amen. He said, but as that boy would go through years of life, say the father would hire the best tutor that he possibly could. And that tutor would always report back to the father as to how the son was progressing along. Well, Dad, he'd go and say, Dad, today your boy did this, and today the boy did that, and today the boy did this. Maybe sometimes when he go back to the father, maybe some of the reports wouldn't be that good. He would want an honest tutor. Amen. Amen. Not someone that's trying to give a shortcut. Amen. Your son had this trial, and this is the way he handled it. Your son had this test, and this is the way he handled it. Maybe one day the boy have a test. Amen. A trial, and rather than handle it the way God would want them to handle it, maybe he get ungodly with somebody. Oh, hallelujah! Maybe he let his tongue fly loose a little bit too much. Glory to God. See, I'm gonna tell you something. Even you might do something, and after you do it, you go back, you say, "I'm sorry." Amen. Understand? That's fine. But you need to get a better picture in your mind. It's like the boy that couldn't control his temper. So the daddy told him, say, son, every time you lose your temper, I want you to go out there and put a nail in the fence. So every time that boy would lose his temper, he'd just go and hammer nails in the fence. I lost my temper today. I'm hammering a nail in the fence. And then he said, Daddy, I got control of my temper. He said, son, every time you show or demonstrate that you got control over your temper, take a nail out the fence. So the boy would go out and say, Daddy, I got all the nails out the fence. I'm doing much better. He said, son, look at the fence. Look at all the holes that you put inside the fence. If you would have never said it in the first place, then the fence wouldn't be irreparable. Gee. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good that you said sorry, but look at the hole that you put inside the fence. Come on, church. See, the Holy Spirit is our tutor today. The Holy Spirit is what tells the Father, they did this, they did that, they did this, they did that. The Holy Spirit is watching over every one of our actions and our reactions. That boy, you know, would grow up in the house and the tutor would report and finally get to a point where the daddy say, you know what, he's doing much better. This boy's able to take on some responsibility. And you say, I'm happy about how, you know, this boy's just kind of developing, amen, here in my home. And I'm happy about the tutoring, how you raise him. I'm so appreciative of what you've done in this boy's life. I'm very appreciative of that. He said, but then they get to a point where they want to have a ceremony. And they invite this same boy that was born in this family. They invite him now to come and be adopted. And when they would have the ceremony, the daddy would take a robe and put it on this boy. And then he just kind of let everybody know, say, this is my son. And I'm well pleased in him. Now, his name on my check, in my business, his name on the check is just as good as my name. Receive him now. Amen. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Woo. Glory to God. So when this boy had what we call checkbook authority. And with checkbook authority or being placed as a son, now he has the ability to say, I give you your. Right. All right. Right. Woo. Now, see, you got to understand, as a son of God and as a daughter of God, amen, everything you need, you're not going to one day come to church and, you know, a message preach and then this just start coming out of you. No, it's already in you. This type of authority has already been placed in you before you were born. This was placed inside of you. Just waiting for the time for it to be manifested. You have the ability to give. You have the power to give. All right, stay with me here today. Let's read a scripture. Thank you, Jesus. This is not something we're just making up. It's right here in the scripture. Glory, 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 glory. See, we talk about elevating. 2 Kings chapter 2. We talk about elevating. Our thinking has got to change. Amen. 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 See, the devil wants us all He wants us to focus on the minor things. He wants to keep us focused on the minor things. You know, I got this going on. I got that going on. I do too, but I'm still a son of God. We all got something going on. Jesus had a lot going on. Amen. But that didn't change who he was. Glory to God. He recognized his authority, and it's time for us to recognize authority. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Amen. That's in you. And I want to make sure I make it clear. This is, you know, I remember this being preached years ago, and a young lady, she really wasn't, you know, she hadn't been saved for that long, but she heard somebody say, "You got the power to give." And she said, "Well, you know, I'm gonna give myself something, you know." Like, I mean, I think she wanted to give herself a baby. I'm like, no, that ain't it. That ain't what we're talking about here, right? I mean, and most of the time, the other thing, this is not something that you're gonna use for you. This ain't nothing that you use for you. This, I mean, Christ, when he came, it wasn't for himself. He did everything for others. Even when Brother Branham was dying, his son, I mean, he said, "Wait, where mama at?" Say, "Where mama at?" And he said, "Just lay my hand on top of mama. I can't see mama, but lay my hand on top of mama." And and Billy Paul laid his hand on his mom, and then when he prayed for his wife, she got healed. But Brother Branham passed on. Right? He died, but she got healed. See, this gift is not for you. Amen. It's a gift for others. Oh, glory to God. See, it's a gift for others. And when we recognize that, it's been given to others. And what it is that we're here to carry on the same works that Jesus had. Amen. Woo. Amen. See, it comes to a place of now we're surrendering ourselves and we're allowing God to be God in our life. Amen, amen, church. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, I want to show you here, you know, this power to give. Amen. This power to give was right here in the scripture. Look at it here in 2 Kings chapter 2. Stay with me here. Amen. It says verse 1, "It came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, 'Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel.' And Elisha said unto him, 'As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee.' So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets, amen, that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, 'Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today?' And he said, 'Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace.' And Elijah said unto him, 'Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho.' And he said, 'As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee.' So they came to Jericho." Now you notice every time that Elijah's telling him, "Now stay here, or stay here, stay there," that was a trial for Elisha. Oh my God! Right? Every time he tells him to stay there, and not only is he giving him a little trial just to see how he gonna respond to the trial. So now, no, look, I don't go no further than this with me. Just stay right here. And what the devil doing is presenting trial after trial after trial into your life. He want to see whether you're going to stay with what God said, right? Or are you going to give up on what God said? Don't worry about the trial. You focus more on the promise. Because we coming into something, church. Woo! We coming into something great. So don't worry about the trial. Worry about the promise. Amen. Look, not only is Elijah giving Elisha a trial, but even the people that are surrounding, they're also there to discourage him. How many people you got in your life trying to discourage you right now? "Oh, that ain't going to never work." You ask for what? They just start laughing at you. But you ain't got to worry about what the naysayers are saying. You worry about what the promise, amen, is to you, church. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. I hope we can get this today. Listen to this. He says, verse 4. "And Elijah said unto him, 'Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho.' And he said, 'As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee.' So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elijah, Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Now notice who the people are coming. It's the sons of the prophets. And if I could put it this way, these are the church members. This ain't the world trying to discourage you. This could be people in the church trying to discourage you. But you got to keep your eyes on the promise. Let's keep going. Verse 5. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elijah and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. As he hath said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. I love that. His attitude didn't change no matter where God was sending Elijah. Elisha was going to be right there. He says, and 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Now, we've read this scripture many a times. And as I was reading this, amen, the spirit just kind of brought to my attention, who is asking? Who is asking? Elijah is asking Elisha, ask what Elijah can do for thee. See, the I was placed inside of Elijah. The great I am was placed inside of the prophet. And that great I am is living inside of you today. Elijah said, you ask what I shall do for thee. I give you your Elijah had the power to give it to Elisha. He had been empowered. He had been invested with this power. He could give it to Elisha. Oh, my church. Look at it. Verse 9 again. And it came to pass when they were going over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do unto thee. Church, you know, this, you know, when I can't help but think of us having Elijah today. And that Elijah today did the exact same thing when he was sitting in the house of Hattie Wright. Oh, my. Hattie Wright had come and given some money, amen, into the offering, and the prophet knew that that lady did not have the money. But he said, you know what? I just feel so bad about her giving that money. I'm going to go back and give her money. And as he was on the way back to, on the way down to her house, the Holy Spirit said, now don't you give her back that money. He said, now when I was on earth and the woman with two mites came and gave her money as an offering, did I give it back to her? Say, no, I didn't give it back to her. Say, well, don't you give that money back to Hattie. Say, well, I'm just going down for fellowship then. Got down there and had his house and just began the fellowship. See, now I'm going to tell you, when people come to your house, what y'all fellowshipping around? If you want to see this kind of power, because this didn't just happen at church. This happened in people's homes. Woo! What are you fellowshipping? What you got going on in your house? I can tell you this, they weren't watching the Warriors and the Cavaliers. Hello, somebody. They weren't watching none of that, but an atmosphere had been created in that home. As they were sitting around talking about the word of God. Brother Branham talked about how God had given him squirrels. He created the squirrels out of his own mouth. Let there be a squirrel here. Let there be a squirrel there. Let there be a squirrel. God said, God asked him, say, do you believe that scripture say it'll be like you say? Do you believe that? Quicken scripture to him. He said, yes, I believe. Say, if you believe it, then how many squirrels you hunting for? Sam hunting for three. He started calling out the squirrels, and God gave him every squirrel. Did it two times in his life. Two times. So he's down there sharing his testimony with Hattie and all the other people in the house. And man, the anointing just coming on the testimonies. You just feel the anointing coming out on the testimony. Say one place he was sharing, say the anointing got so great, he said he called it a super anointing. Say the man was eating, and thank God he cleaned his plate. Because by the time the Holy Spirit hit, the man's face hit his plate. Yes, sir. Come on, see, when I'm telling you, when God moving, you don't care what you look like. Hallelujah. Spaghetti face or no spaghetti. You don't care what you look like. You just want more God. That man was underneath that anointing. And as he was there, said, you know, had it right, you know, was listening to Brother Branham talk about them squirrels. And he said, the same God that provided a ram in the bush for Abraham is the same God that provided squirrels for me. Hattie Wright said the right thing at the right time because she happened to have the right name. Yes, right. Hattie Wright said, that's nothing but the truth. Amen. And when she said that, the anointing changed in the room. Brother Branham said, Hattie, whatever you ask for right now, I'll give it to you in the name of Jesus. Hattie said, now what do I ask for? See, that's what we got caught in a few weeks ago. Now, Lord, I wasn't expecting a sermon like this. What do I ask for? See, God ain't going to let you think about it. He just wants you to speak by inspiration because he's going to back up what you said. If you thought about it too hard, you asked for something simple. But when he catch you off guard, you don't know what to ask for. So ask for big things. Because you serve a big God. Ooh, glory to God. Hattie said, what should I ask for? Say, I don't know what to tell you, Hattie. Say, I got a sister that's been prayed for many times, and she ain't never been healed yet. Should I ask for her healing? He say, Hattie, you poor, and you know your husband passed away. You can ask for $1 million. You have it right now. Say also your mom and your daddy, they sickly. You know, you ask for their healing, they'll be healed right now. Had to scan the room. She looked around and said, I don't know what to ask for. I just don't know what to do with this. And she said she looked at them two boys. And can you imagine a presence like this? And she had two boys just sitting in the corner just giggling, laughing uncontrollably. No church order. Right? And she looked at them boys and said, the greatest desire of my heart is to see my two boys saved. And right there on the spot, he say, I give you your boys in the name of the Lord Jesus. And right there in that house, them boys went from laughing to crying on God. Oh, that power that we see here in Elijah was also in Elijah for this day. But that Elijah told us in the message adoption that there might be a brother crying for rain and you will be the one. Amen. You'll be the one to say, I give you rain in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're not leaving it just on the prophet. This is for the believers. This is the place for the believers.
Come on, church. Come on, come on, come on. Let's keep reading. I'm going to give you some more. I'm going to give you some more here. I give you your. You fill in the blank. Amen. Listen to this. It says, verse 9, and it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee. See, this going right back to that message, ask. Right? That God took taking us through this, church. God is bringing us through this for a reason. Something's changing. My God, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Look at this. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Now, why was it so hard? How am I going to do this? But I told you to ask. Now, see, when you ask, you don't know what type of response you're going to get. Here Elisha asked, you know, ask what I shall do for thee. Maybe thinking, man, I just want, uh, You know, man, I tell you, if God can just do just a little bit in my life as what he's done in your life, I'd be so satisfied. But no, not Elisha. He asked for something huge, something impossible. And Elisha represents the bride. Elisha represents you today. He asked for something totally impossible. Something that had never been asked for before. I got a question for you. Those that are Bible readers, did Elisha get it? Where are you going to get it to? Hey, hallelujah, church. Glory to God. God didn't let Elisha down. God not going to let you down. Look at it, church. It's right there in the Bible. We're not making it up. It's right here. It says, he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. See, he kept his eyes on it. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Now, you know, if we keep on reading the story, Elisha went down to the bank with the mantle that he got from Elijah. Now, notice now, he didn't, you know, God didn't change the mantle to fit Elisha, but he changed Elisha so he could fit the mantle. You know, it just bothers me that people get saved today, amen, but they don't make no changes in their life. They call themselves getting saved, but a true conversion will really bring a change. Huh? If God delivers you from drugs, you ain't going to be doing drugs no more. Huh? If God delivered a person from being a homosexual, they're not going to keep practicing that lifestyle anymore. Huh? Come on, somebody. Whatever you deliver from, you're not going back to that no more. A true conversion got to take place. But here, you know, Elisha had been changed, so when he ripped off his clothes, now he could fit the mantle of Elijah. And he goes to the Jordan, and he just walks up there, and he said, now, you know, I asked for a double portion of his spirit. That's what I asked for. Now, when you just read those scriptures, how you know he got it? Where you saw it come in? Where did you see it come in? Huh? But he knew that once Elijah was gone, that he had to keep walking in that same anointing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So he said, now he walks down there to the Jordan. He said, now I done gave up everything, and I kept my eye on that prophet. He said, now where is the Lord God of Elijah? And struck the Jordan, and the Jordan did the exact same thing for him that it did. It did the same thing when he went back that it did when he came over the first time. He knew he was walking in that anointing. And not only did he know it, but even the critics, they said, yeah, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. Yeah, your friends gonna know it. Your family gonna know it. Your co-workers gonna know it. Everybody gonna know that God has anointed you for this. Oh, my. That power to give was in Elijah. And Elijah gave it to Elisha. Hallelujah, church. It's not only in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. Because Peter and John found themselves going to the temple one day. And as they were going to the temple, this man was begging. And I got a quote up here. Brother Branham say, no doubt Jesus had passed by that man many a times. Walked right by him. saw him there begging and just didn't do nothing. Why did Jesus just walk right by the man? Because Jesus knew that Peter and John had been empowered to take care of it. Ooh, glory. Come on, church. Peter and John, this is just an everyday meeting. So they thought. Going to church, and we're going to go in here, we're going to praise God, we're going to worship a little bit, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And this man goes, he said, now I know people going to church, they got a little money, they're going to give their offering, so let me get in here and get me a few alms. So he's standing there, and Peter and John looking at him and just kind of watching him, and say that the Bible said they just kind of steadfast, had their eyes. Now, wait a minute, there's something about this man. Say, we perceive you got faith. You don't like being in this condition, do you? You don't want to stay like this. You want to get up out of this condition. Is that right? Say, I perceive you got faith. He said, look on us. Say, look on us. Forget about everybody else, but look on us. And say, Peter and John, as they walked by, say, now, I'm going to tell you something. He said, Brother Brown said he was a gospel preacher because they have no money. They were true gospel preachers without no money. He said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I do have, I give it unto you. So I got it's in me. I've been empowered to give you what I got. I ain't got money, but I can give you your healing. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. The Bible says he got up leaping and praising and worshiping God. Because worship is a verb. Thank you, Jesus. Church, we see it in the Old Testament. We see it in the New Testament. We see it in our prophet that God gave us in this hour that he had the power to give. Hattie Wright was one of the first people that he gave salvation to her two boys, but it just didn't stop there. Let me go a little further here. Give you a few quotes that you can hang your hats on. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Let's read from that. Now, when I quote the title of the message, you all got to look into the title. Right. Notice the title of the message, and then notice what he's saying in that sermon. Yes, he's not leaving it, just like God didn't leave it with Moses. It went on with Joshua. We're not leaving it with the prophet. It's coming on with the bride. God didn't leave it with Elijah. He went on with Elisha. Come on, church. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with thee. Hattie Wright, I guess she's here this morning. Setting right there. She was the first one. When we seen those squirrels, she know the commission about that. And when them seven straight times that God created something. I said, that's the same God that could create a ram for Abraham to convince him of his commission is the same God that can create a squirrel because that's what I had need of. So what I'm trying to get you to see, if you got a need, I can create your answer. See, everybody else is without this hope. But we have been elevated. Oh my God. God says, and little old Hattie right there, sitting in the back of the building with her heart off off the things of the world. See that? See, you can't. God is trying to elevate us. We got to get out. Some of the stuff in the world got to stop mattering so much to us. And y'all, if y'all was honest, that's why God told us, that's why I preach the message, heal our backsliding. Because we done backslid. Right? The things of the world got more importance. You can tell what got importance in your life. You post it. It tell what's on the inside of you. Right, and then sometimes you might not want to post it, so you'll hide that. Right, but God knows it's there. He gonna deal with it. Church, I want to lay aside the things of this world. I don't want it to mean nothing. The only thing I want to mean something is Christ. Come on, church. Look at this. With her heart off the things of the world. Y'all get me. I hope y'all get. She wasn't talking about Steph Curry, LeBron James. She wasn't talking about none of that. Huh? And once basketball season over, football season come. The devil just got us going around like this. Y'all know ain't nothing but the truth. And if you follow baseball, you and or hockey or soccer, you really be in trouble. But the devil just got you going from one season to the next. And don't you see how when one of them close off, the other one open up? Well, he don't give you a break. That devil gonna ride you. But it's got to be you to tell the devil to get off my back. I'm laying aside every sin and every weight. Because some things are not sin, but they become weights. I'm laying aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets me. Can I get an amen? Amen. Woo-hoo! Little old Hattie right there sitting in the back of the building with her heart off the things of the world. She was believing. She said, Brother Branham, that's nothing but the truth. She didn't just say it from here. Look at this. God spoke out of her heart. It wasn't even Hattie Wright saying it. But it was God in her saying it. And I said, Hattie, ask what you will. I'll give it to you. She said, what must I ask? I said, you got an old father and mother sitting here? You got a crippled sister? She's still sitting in that chair. You could ask for her. You could ask for your mother. Father, you're poor. You don't have any money. Ask what you want to. She said, well, I don't know what to ask. Said, I just don't know. She said, my greatest desire is the salvation of my two boys. I said, I give you your boys in the name of Jesus Christ. And they both converted, loves the Lord Jesus, both been baptized in his name and serving God daily with all their heart. Ed Dalton, sitting here somewhere, right down here about his children. The same thing. I've seen at least in a campaign, 800 or 900, maybe 1,000 people cross the platform in the meeting one by one. First thing you know, I go up and pray for them. Sure, they get well. And here comes a little girl dying with leukemia. Sure, I know what was wrong with the child. Never said a word to any of them. But when that child got there, I said, honey, I give you the desire of your heart. You got leukemia, and I give you your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. I turned to the audience, and I said, I challenge any of you here that take that girl to a doctor, have her examined, and see if she's got one spot of leukemia. Why? That child had heard like Rahab, the harlot. She believed it with all of her heart. Then God, through his spirit, moved back and said, that's her. Hundreds had passed over the platform without, as far as I know, receiving anything. I just prayed for them. But for her, he gave her her healing. Let me go on a little further. Let's skip down here to the Queen of the South. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you're with me, church. This power, we have this to give. This is what empowerment is all about. Now, and I'm not just going to stop at healing with the power to give. I'm going to show you also have power to impart eternal life. Oh, hallelujah, church. Glory to God. We don't realize who we are. We don't realize what authority we have, how we've been empowered. I use the example of that policeman when I went there to the court. That man was sitting there shaking in his boots. Oh, they all come in here to challenge me on the ticket that I gave him. That man stood right there with his suit on, looked the judge in the eye, and I'm the one shaking, not him. That man realized the authority that he had. He realized that the whole government was standing behind him. His signature was just as good as the governor's signature. See, when we talk about authority and checkbook signature, you realize Elijah had the power to give. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Peter and John had the power to give. Yes, you got the same power. Amen. Now, it's not going to be in your name because your name should have changed. Amen. If you're a Christian, you're operating under the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Oh, that's your name. You are Miss Jesus Christ. Yes. So you got to use the family name. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I give you yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. The Queen of the South. Let's look at this. What is the mark of a prophet? He's a divine interpreter of the divine word. That's exactly the word of the Lord came to the prophet. That's who it came to, not the theologian, the prophet. Do you know what prophet means? Take the dictionary and look and see what it means, an interpreter of the divine word. And then come and say such, see, people just got so churchy till they don't know God no more. That's it. That's what makes us merely, so you want to get back to that stage of real, genuine Holy Ghost faith. Yeah, I see one man I know, this Baptist brother sitting over here, Brother Dalton. I want to say something. I'm expecting Brother Dalton. You see why I'm lining him up there about how many heard the story of the squirrels and things? You all did down here, I guess, and so forth. A new ministry is taking a hold in my life. Lord, I pray it to take hold in our lives. That's what I got these here for tonight, to try it. I seen it happen about 3 or 4 times. The first time it ever happened on a mortal being, the second time it happened was to this Baptist brother sitting over here. He's standing there at the church, his children, teenage, reckless as they could be. And we've been praying for his children all at once. See, we done prayed about it. But now there come a time where somebody can give it. Oh my. We've been praying for his children all at once. The same Jehovah Jireh turned around and said, I give you your children in the name of Jesus Christ. I think every one of them is saved now. And I believe this man had 12 children. Every one of them, all of them saved. Every one of them. The brother sitting right there from Willow Shade or Somerset, isn't it? Somerset, Kentucky. Some of you Baptists want to see a Baptist preacher with the Holy Ghost. Stand up just a minute, Brother Dalton. There's a Kentucky Baptist preacher with the Holy Ghost. Isn't it wonderful? It sure is. All right. And there was the testimony. There's more quotes on this. I just can't read them all. But what had happened, the man went home. His first daughter said, Dad, I want to be saved. Another daughter said, Dad, I want to be baptized. And, I mean, within a matter of just weeks, all 12 of his kids accepted the Lord. But he had to receive it. When it was given, he had to receive it.
Amen.
And so, you know, that's why, oh my. When the Holy Spirit say, ask what I shall do for thee, and then he come right back around and say, I give you your.
Amen.
You got to receive that.
Amen.
I mean, you know, I can't say what God doing in other churches, but I know what he's doing right here. And I know this much. I know the devil is doing everything he can to get us just off of this path.
Yes.
Right? We're fighting with everything we can just to stay on target. Just like Elisha was fighting. And look, stop telling me, you know, to stay here and stay there. Wherever you go, that's where I'm going.
Amen.
I'm staying with this word. Amen. Amen. I don't care what I got to press through. I'm going through.
Yes.
Amen. Anybody feel like going through?
Amen.
Oh, my. Let me give you another one here. Let me stay on it. This is the message from that time. And I got, maybe one more thing to read after that. Look at this, from that time. Now, this happened in Florida. I believe. No, I'm not sure. Before I say that, I'm not sure. I know one brother was healed here in Florida from a snake bite, but I don't know if this actually happened in Florida. I could be wrong. I think I'm wrong. But anyway, let me share the testimony. So next morning, we were fishing. Mr. Wood there and his brother and I, we pulled into a little cove, and we were catching nice-sized brim. You call them here, I think, bluegill. We call them down there in Kentucky on the mountains, a breeze blowing in. It was a beautiful morning. And Lyle was sitting there with not a fly line, but the hook looked to me like he was going to catch whales on it. And he had a worm all wormed on it. He dropped over there. Instead of catching the fish, he just he swallowed the hook plumb down into his little belly. And when he got out, he said, now looky here what I got. A little fella about that long. So he just caught it with his hand, pull stomach, gills, and all. Only thing he could do, because the hook was plumb down in his little belly instead of catching him, you know. And I said, and he pulled his little stomach out and threw him out on the water like that. And he quivered 4 or 5 times, and his little fins stretched out. He said, you shot your last wad, little fellow. He's kind of tall country boy like anyhow. And I said, now, Brother Lau, you see, you never let a fish swallow the hook. I said, take just a tip of bait, and just as soon as he hits it, hook him like that, see? And we were sitting there talking. The little fella laid around there on the water for about a half hour. And a little breeze got up and blowed him back across the bank. We were sitting there talking and catching these fish and unhooking them, not to kill the fish, because I had at least 200 or more, I guess, Brother Banks on this line, out on the trout line. So we caught the day before and cut them, put them on the line, but just show you what God does, how he's concerned about everything. All of a sudden, something comes sweeping down those hills, like a wind raised up in the boat. He said, stand on your feet. I raised up. He said, speak, and it'll be so. And I said, what? There lays that dead fish. I said, little fishy, I give you your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Little fishy turned over like that and went swimming out through the water, laying there, and its stomach pulled out of its mouth and its gills. So Brother Branham spoke to a little fish and gave it back its life. That power lays inside of you. Oh, God, oh, God. You know, even the little animal that came to the house to be prayed for, possum, came to the prophet's house to be prayed for. And God had to rebuke him and say, now, you pray for all these people, but I done let this mother possum come to your house and sit here all this time waiting on a word of prayer from you. Prayed for the little possum. It was sick. Got his little babies. After the possum got prayed for, got his little babies and took off across the street and looked back and said, thank you. Went on back out into the woods. See, this power that God has given us is not just for us. It's for all God's creation. You might think that's crazy. You can pray for your cat. You can pray for your dog. It's yours. And you know everything that you love on this side, God's giving it to you to be there on the other side. Oh, come on, church. See, we living too far beneath our privileges. And it's not, I mean, not this. This should be every household should be experiencing this. But you ain't going to experience it if you're still wrapped up in the things of the world. I'm trying to get away from that. I want to see this. I want to see this manifested. I want to just bring one other quote here. Look, we had it. Hattie Wright received it. The man at the gate called Beautiful received it. Elisha received it. Right? Here, Brother Ed Dalton received it. Glory to God. This little fish received it. Church, why don't you receive it this morning? This is the message, only believe. Going back to Brother Dalton here, and this message says, Brother Ed Dalton seen that happen. He was praying for his children, got outside, and he turned back around. The Holy Spirit said, speak for Ed's children. I said, Brother Dalton, the Holy Spirit tells me by that same gift that we're looking to be perfectly manifested soon, I give you your children in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he got home there, his daughter and son already give their hearts to Christ. Just a few miles down in the country from you, and I think every one of your children is saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Is that right, Brother Dalton? Is there any of them with you, one daughter? Was that the one that was saved right away then? The oldest daughter was saved the next morning, and every one of his children is now saved. How the Holy Spirit, when God says anything, he keeps his word. See? Look it. Now, how could I have saved those children? See? It's not the prophet doing it. See, it isn't. If it's not your own words, if it isn't your own thinking, then it's ever what's inspiring you. And if it's God, then it's God's word. We were having prayer here a few Sundays ago, and at the end of the prayer, the Lord just impressed on my heart. And as I was praying, I said, Lord, everybody's just been so faithful. I give you your children. And ever since that prayer, God just been bringing certain sermons through this church, just kind of prepping us because something's changing. That's all. I don't know how to say that, but I feel something's changing. I'm under expectation for great things. I was just even looking here. I saw a sister come through a few weeks ago, and man, I just saw the way she come through, and we had a little ceremony here, and she come in, and she was dressed a certain way, and then I saw her come to church, she dressed a certain way, and I said, wait a minute, something changing. I say, you look nice. I told her, you look nice. Because I could tell, wait a minute, that ain't the way you usually dress when you come around. God working on you some kind of way. See, you got to see the cloud the size of a man's hand. And you got to start rejoicing with that. Say, hey, wait a minute. You, something changing. Come on, church. I just watch little things. I know God is moving. And this anointing that y'all feeling in the sanctuary, that's God. See, it's not your own words. It's not your own thinking. It's ever what's inspiring you. And if it's God, then it's God's word. And if God said it, then that settles it. Amen. See, they wait on the meetings here at night when you see those things happening. That's not me. I couldn't do that. It's God doing that. And if you just believe it, then that's all you have to do is just believe it. Now, well, it's almost time to call the prayer line. Billy, I just take up so much time, but, I want to make an appointment with all the people around Chicago here. And this brother that sings here at night, Brother Melvin, how I love to hear that boy sing. I want to hear him sing Remember Me one of these nights before I leave. And then there's a colored sister that sings at the Christian Businessman. Oh, my. You should hear her sing Ship Ahoy. And I told my wife, she's sitting back there tonight. I told her, I hope she gets to hear that. I hope she gets to hear that lady sing Ship Ahoy and Brother Melvin sing Remember Me. When tears are falling down, oh my, I sure hope we get these. And there's a little brother over there at that meeting the other morning. He's sitting back here somewhere. I shook it. Here he is. He and his wife, my, talk about singing. And when you get over in glory, I wish I always wanted to sing. I'd rather sing than preach anytime. So I love singing so well. So I always said all the great singers of earth will be gathered over there singing the stories how they overcome over on a great big hillside in glory just across the river of life over on the other side. I want to sit and listen at them. So I want to invite all you Chicago people to meet me over there now, and we'll sit down and listen at them singing. Won't we have to hurry and see if the children's going to get hurt or anything? They'll be there with us. I'm claiming that. They'll be there with us, and there'll be nothing to hurt or destroy. And we'll have plenty of time then, and we'll just talk a long time, just have plenty of time to talk. See, it's not you doing this. It's not you that's even controlling this, but it's the Holy Spirit anointing you to do this. You have the power. Oh, I told y'all wait a minute. Yes, that's the one I'm looking for. Let me just, you have the power to also give eternal life. And Lord, have mercy. So hold on, give me 1 second here because I just want to bring that quote to you. I don't think I gave this to you all in the back, but give me a second. I want to read that for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have the power to also give eternal life, to impart eternal life. We talk about being in power, church. We talk about being in power. Amen. Now, y'all see how the devil fight me too? But he's a liar. He is a liar. Amen. Glory to God. Let me just see if I got this here because I've been cutting and pasting and changing this and changing that. Just give me 1 second. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Musicians, if you all would prepare to just make your way. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you're right. That's it. The paragraph number on that day in Calvary, give me the date is 60-0925. And the paragraph is going to be 19-6.
60-0925, paragraph 19-6. Glory to God. Now notice the greater works was to have the power in the church not only to heal the sick by prayer, cast out devils by prayer, but to impart eternal life to believers. The Holy Ghost was coming and given into the hands of the church to impart life. Oh, that's what Calvary meant. It took stooped, degraded men and women and lifted them into a place to be sons and daughters of God, to heal the sick and to impart eternal life by giving the Holy Ghost to obedient believers. Men who were once unbelievers be made believers and impart spiritual eternal life. You see, now the process there is that you can go from this stooped, degraded life to being a son of God just like that. And there's nothing that nobody can say. Why? Because somebody just gave you eternal life. Through the words that they spoke, they gave you life. All you got to do is receive it. I'm going on. Listen, how much greater is it to say to this sick woman laying here, I can pray a prayer of faith and she'll be healed? That's a great thing. That's what he was doing then, but said, greater than this shall you do. I'm going to give you power not only to raise him up for a while, but to give him eternal life, which will be eternal forever. Poor, blind, wretched people, how do you miss that? Don't you see what the greater thing is? That's the greatest thing that could ever happen, was to impart eternal life to people. What is eternal life? The life that he lived, the life that was in him. Impart that to others. Can a man do that? A son of God can. It's in you to give. You ain't waiting for this to come. This is already in you. Just got to be anointed to come out of you. Hallelujah. Can a man do that? A son of God can. Jesus said, whosoever sins you remit, to them they are remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, to them they are retained. Now here's where the Catholic Church and many others made their big mistake. They go out and say, I forgive your sins. That wasn't it. We're not talking about sitting in no priest and confessing your sins and saying, I forgive you. Father, I sin. I forgive you. No man can do that. How did they get their sins forgiven in the Bible? Peter answered that question on the day of Pentecost and said, what can we do to be saved? How can we get this that you all got? He laid down the prescription. He told them what to do. He said, repent every one of you towards God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. What for? The remission of your sins. The prophet says, there's the greater works. Just give them the truth. See, the truth is what's going to set them free. And you've imparted eternal life into somebody by giving them the truth. I was sharing with the church this morning at prayer, after prayer was over. I said, you know, we got to be so careful. We have opportunity every day to share Christ with somebody. You know, we're on our jobs, in school, we're passing by people. We have this opportunity to share Christ. And sometimes we're missing that opportunity. People are dying every day without Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, if one of your friends died because and you didn't share Jesus with them, you ought to feel so sad. You ought to feel so sad. Right? I mean, it ought to be something, you know, now you ought to be looking for opportunity. I got to share Jesus with somebody. I just really got to let you know who Jesus is. And don't get me wrong. When you get them to Jesus, they'll get to the message. I promise. They'll get there. If they really get Christ, they'll get to the message. They'll get the true revelation. But first, let's just get Jesus to the people. Jesus is going to make a difference in your life. All you got to do is tell the people about what you used to be. And look, you ain't have to go out in the world to be a sinner. I know sinners right in the church. I'm one of them. I tell people all the time, I say, boy, I remember my mama, man, she couldn't beat a sorry out of me. Twist my ear, could not get me to say sorry for nothing. I know I did wrong. I know I hurt that person. I know what I said hurt them, and I'm just not going to say sorry. They'll deal with it. Tell them you're sorry. Just give me some more licks, mama, because I ain't saying sorry. I was a tough, tough one. But when the Holy Spirit got a hold of me, The Holy Spirit get a hold of you. All of a sudden, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, it don't take nothing. See, I'm going to tell you, some things people can't beat it out of you. Oh, my. You want to stop them from lying? Let them get the Holy Ghost. It'll take care of things. So, I mean, and some of us had nasty, ugly, and bad attitudes. Tell people how Jesus changed you. I could not, not only could I get along with this person and that person, I couldn't even get along with myself. But one day I met Jesus, and he changed my nasty attitude. I had a really hard heart. But one day I met Jesus, and he changed my heart. Now I got a heart of flesh. Tell him just your own personal testimony. What the Lord's done for you. And let's impart eternal life to others. Oh, I give you your. What you need, I give it to you. I got it to give. And you got it to give too. Yeah, I tell you, hearing stuff like this, if the devil had me just one little foothold in my life, today I'd say, that's it, man. I'm tired of you riding me. Today you're getting off. I'm going to be who God says that I am. I'm a son, I'm a daughter of God. And I'm moving from whatever I was, I'm moving to this place right now. It ain't no process. It happens right now after just, Lord, I repent. I'm sorry. From there you move from what you used to be to what God wants you to be. Come on, church. Let's give God praise. Let's give God praise. Musicians, y'all come and let's sing that song, I Will Be What You Call Me to Be. I say, yes, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be what you call me to be. Amen. Church, let's bow our heads and close our eyes. As we just say a word of prayer. Amen. I want to just also just give opportunity. If there's anyone that has heard the word of the Lord today, and God has pricked your heart and you say, Lord, I want to walk in that place that the minister was talking about today. I want to be in that position. I know that you've called me to so much more. I want to walk in that place. I want to be a real Christian. If that's you today, and amen, you're not walking where you really need to be, I want you to just lift your hand, and I want to pray for you as I close out in prayer today. I just want to pray for you, but I want you to be sincere. Have sin in your life and say, Lord, I want to be free from sin today. I want to be delivered from that. And I know that that can take place right now in your presence, that I can be free. I can come in here one way, but I can leave a totally different person because of the presence of the Lord Jesus. If that's your desire, just lift your hand right where you are, and I'm going to pray for you today. Mm-hmm. Father, there's hands that are lifted up in this building, and underneath that hand is a heart. And in that heart is a condition or a situation that only you can deal with. Father, my prayer is that you would meet your people at the point of their need. And if there's one that needs salvation, God, we give salvation. If there's one here that needs healing, we give healing. We give it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you would just take control of the words that have been spoken here. And God, may they really register in the hearts of the people, even in my heart. Sometimes, Lord, you look at things like this and you just feel like you just don't see it all. But God, you just want to, as a minister, just share what you can just to try to elevate the people so they can see they're much greater than where they are. And Father, you've called us to much greater, and we're going to walk in that. We feel like the season is changing for us. A few weeks ago, you asked us to ask what I should do for thee. And you told us in that sermon that even after we asked, there was going to be some trials, there's going to be some tribulation, there's going to be some distress. That was going to happen. But God, you want us to remain encouraged. And this morning, you come right back around. And last week, you told us that we were empowered. This week, you tell us that I give you your. We fill in the blank. God, we receive it right now with thanksgiving.
Hallelujah. Satan, there's nothing you can do to stop it. So the battle that we might be in right now is just another opportunity to share how much victory we got while we were going through. So we're not discouraged. We're encouraged because we serve a living Savior. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here in our hearts. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in this church. Thank you for what you're doing in every person. God, we appreciate you. We thank you for speaking to us. And we receive, God, all that you have for us today. We receive it, God, with thanksgiving. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's sing a few choruses of this song. Amen. Say, I will be what you've called me to be. I'll say yes. Lord, I agree. My desire, oh, passionately, is to be what you call me to be. That's what I will be. Oh, that's what I will be. I will be what you called me to be. Oh, and I'll say yes. Oh, Lord, I agree. And my desire personally, oh, is to be what you've called me to be. That's what I will be, and that's what I will be. Come on, confess this over yourself. I will be what you call me to be. Say, I will be what you've called me to be. Oh, and I'll say yes. Oh, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately, oh, is to be what you've called me to be. That's what I will be. Come on, one more time with all your heart. Yeah, I will be what you call me to be. Yeah, and I'll say yes. Oh, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately, oh, is to be what you've called me to be. That's what I will be. And that's what I will be. Oh, and I'll say yes. Oh, yeah. I agree. Say, I agree. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Say yes. I'll say yes. Yes, say I agree. God, I'm gonna be what you call me to be. Hey, I say yes to your Lord. I'll say yes. Yes, yes, I agree. Oh, I say yes to your will. I say yes to your word. I'll say yes. I'll say yes. Yes. Yes, I agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. I'll say yes. I'll say yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I agree. Come on, I will be what you call me to be. Oh, I will be me to be. Yeah. I'll say yes. Lord, I agree. My desire, passionately, oh, to be what you call me to be. That's what I will be. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just a special word of prayer that I want to have here. On next weekend, Sister Brown and Sister Burrs and Sister Cobb, they'll be traveling to Canada, going, Brother and Sister Capri, they're celebrating how many years of 50 years of marriage. They've come down and they've been with us, amen, fellowshipping with us here. Usually they've been coming for the last couple of years, been coming down during the winter time. So they're going up to be in fellowship with them there next weekend as they celebrate their 50-year wedding anniversary. So be in prayer that God would give them, amen, traveling mercy. And as they go, that they'll also be empowered to give eternal life. Amen. God knows what that's all about. So they'll be empowered to give eternal life. Amen. Amen. So pray for them. We also want to pray for Sister Rebecca as she'll be leaving. Amen. Headed to South Africa. Just that God will give her traveling mercies and keep her while she's away. And also we'll pray for Brother Maurice, amen, as he prepares to get back on the road. He got to be in class at 8 o'clock in the morning there in North Carolina. So pray for him, amen, as he goes back home. And also just want to remind you, I forgot earlier, we have Brother Mullins meetings that's coming up in South Carolina. That's going to be happening Labor Day weekend. And we're hoping that we'll be able to get quite a few to go on the bus. We have a bus that's going to be going up, and we're getting all the information together to present to you as soon as possible. But we just wanted to make that known, because those that would like to go, make sure you give Sister Rachel your name. We only have so many seats on the bus that we can put, but if we go over the amount of seats, we still want the names, because we might come up with some other plan for it. Right now, it's 4 seats left on the bus, so please, if you want to go on the bus, but maybe somebody else want to carpool, we can talk about that too. But the bus has 4 seats left, and we will have the price for you as soon as possible. Amen. With that, we're working with the bus company now on that. So just keep that in mind. Amen. If you desire to go, make sure you name Sister Rachel. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we are a blessed people. We are so grateful, so thankful for all that you are doing for us, what you have done, what you've promised to do, and what you're doing right now. We're grateful for that. Father, as we just want to pray your a prayer of protection over the different ones that are going to be traveling this week. Today, our brother Maurice will have to head back to North Carolina. We thank you, Lord, for bringing him here safely. Allowing them just to come down for a little fellowship. And Father, I pray that you bless his return home, that you would strengthen him, that you would anoint him, Lord, for the job, the journey, the drive that he has ahead of him. God, that you would allow him to make it home safely, that you would keep him over the dangerous ways and byways. We ask that you would just bless him and keep him, Father, until we have the opportunity to see him once again. We pray your blessings upon the church there in North Carolina, his family, his father, his mother, his siblings. Bless them all, God, is our prayer. Continue to use them for your glory and for your honor. God, we pray for our sister Rebecca. She'll be leaving, going to South Africa to visit, Lord, there in Durban. We pray your blessings upon her trip. May you revive her and refresh her, renew her. She's away. May you protect her from the hands of the enemy. May no ill thing come against her. Satan, we bind you now in the name of Jesus, and anything that you might want to do to attack her, we come against it, and we pray that, Lord, you would just be a shield around her. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, God, even right now, that you would keep her until she's able to come back home and be with us. Lord, for Sister Cobb and Sister Brown and Sister Burbs, as they head up to celebrate the 50 years, amen, of the Caprietta's wedding, Lord, we ask that you would just be with them, and Lord, may they realize they've been empowered to give eternal life, and may they let their light shine, Father, in the midst of everything that they will be a part of, and God, may they share the right words at the right time that somebody's heart might turn towards you, God, is our prayer. And Father, we ask that you would just strengthen them, Lord, that you would just, Lord, that you just be with them during this time. Oh God, Lord, I just know how precious this is and what it means, Lord. I just pray that you'd be with them, God, through the whole process. Thank you, Lord, that they have the ability to lean on one another, Lord, in precious times like these. Thank you, God, that you, Lord, you're just so concerned about us. You always have somebody there to hold us up. Just as Aaron and Hur were there to lift up Moses' hands, you got somebody to lift up our hands. Thank you for that, oh God. We pray your divine protection over them, and that you would keep them until they would return again on next week, the week following, God, is our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for everything that happened here today. And as we go out of this place, Lord, leaving this place but not your presence, we pray, God, that your spirit would go with us and that you would keep us and that you would meet every need that we have according to your riches and glories. In Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Just turn around and tell somebody, it's going to be like you say. It's going to be like you say. I will be what you've called me. Lord, I agree, my desire, passionately, is to be. Okay, now the brothers are going to come, and Taj, it's going to be like you say. It's going to be like you say. I ain't seen nobody shake your hand, so I'm shaking it from way up here, man. It's going to be like you say. God bless you. Brothers are going to come at this time to dismiss you. Amen. God bless you.